want to take this opportunity to officially welcome everybody to the broadcast. Those on TuneIn Radio on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're locked in out of New Jersey, hanging out with New Jersey's finest, the motivator. Big ups to you. Much love to the massive out of here, right here in South Florida. Locked in on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to say big ups to those who are locked in out of New York, exhibiting the power of music on island worldwide. Big ups to China Nicole, Gary and the Jump Out production crew. Big ups to you, much, 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 much love. Those out of Long Island, hanging out on Reggae Pulse Radio. DJ Atomic Force and the crew. Much love to you. If you're on Zeno FM, bubbling in the stew pot. If you're in Clubhouse, simmering in the stew pot. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those on Facebook Live, big ups to ya. Those on YouTube Live, welcome, welcome. And of course, right here at the home of the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew, you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. Welcome to the broadcast. Thank you to my segment sponsors. Pulse Media Group, and being in a moment is priceless. Go ahead and get them a call. They can do everything you see here on kevinstew.com and more. They can host your site. They host mine. What if you have a live event? You can stream it on a secure platform, whether yours or theirs. Let's get them a call, 754-999-1140. And tell them Kevin Stew sent you. Heavenly Hands. Althea Issues, a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Give her a call, 954-655-9000. That's 954-655-9000. She only has one request outside of paying her. It's that you get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. It's called the Kevin Stew Claws. Because I'm always falling asleep on her table. I want to say thank you to the Global Bass. The Global Bass has 30 years experience in the music industry. They do artist management and bookings. They take care of event planning, public relations, marketing and promotion, music production, and much, much more. Go ahead and give them a call, 954-804-8199. Or check them out online at theglobalbass.com. I want to say big ups to McNeil Trucking. They're a licensed and insured, veteran-owned mover in the state of Florida. So you want to move from the Keys to Jacksonville, from Naples to Palm Beach, from Pompano to Pensacola, and all points in between. You want to put some things in storage, don't have the manpower, don't have the transportation, don't worry. You have the name, you have the number. McNeil Trucking, 954-406-9740. That's 954-406-9740. Call them up, tell them you heard about them on a night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. So, Mr. Killer, track called Roly Poly. Kicking things off. Yeah, we got off to a rough start. Devices stopped working in the middle of the introduction and all kind of things. But yet still, the show must go on. And so, we will not be denied. We will not be stopped. Go ahead and call up somebody. Tell somebody. We're looking at the fat burning jab. And those who like carnival, they'll know about jab jab. I guess it's not the same kind of jab though. The phone lines are open. 773-789-STEW is how you get in touch. 773-789-7839. Those of you that are watching, you'll see it scrolling across the bottom of your screen right now. 773-789-7839. You can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, you can Telegram. Which means you can contact me from anywhere in the world, right here live and in living color. Tell me your stories. Share your experience. What have you been doing to burn fat? Have you been trying and coming up short? Have you tried everything that you can possibly do and then you just heard about a fat burning injection? Is that something you're willing to try? Is that something on your list? What do you know about it? More often these days, there's quite a bit of talk, even on the news, about fat burning jabs. And so here you have this medication that is said to, it works to burn excess fat. And so you can move from that high number size to that lower number size that you want to get to. And men and women alike get involved. Men and women alike use this method of weight loss. But was it designed that way? Where did this come from? Who thought this up? Who thought it was a good idea to do this in the first place? According to MedArts Weight, yeah, it's a whole website dedicated MedArts Weight Loss. They're saying, hey, shedding fat is never an easy exercise. It takes extreme focus and dedication. And even then, it can be weeks, months, or even years before you see a noticeable change. Which means you have to have stick-to-itiveness. Now, one possible shortcut is fat-burning injections. An amazing weight loss treatment that can help you to lose fat fast. However, do fat-burning injections actually work? Based on feedback that I got from the two people that I spoke to who've done it, they say it works. It's not just taking the injections and watching the fat melt away. You need to put in the work at the same time. So my thought process then takes me to, well, would you be able to do it just the same without the injections? And are there any possible side effects to these injections? Because, you know, everything has a side effect somewhere, somehow, some at some point down the line. And so you have to kind of, my mind works in such a way that it asks the question, so what was your experience? Would you do it again? One person said to me, well, you know, there is a little bit of a drawback. The possibility exists that you could develop thyroid disease. And again,
the way my mind works, I'm thinking to myself, self, would that be worth it? Would it be worth it to take the chance to introduce something that could possibly give me some other condition that I'd rather not have? Would it be worth it? What are the possibilities? What's the degree of chance or the percentage based on previous experience, whether people that you know or reported incidents of this happening? How likely is it? And so that's just my way of thinking, of course. And I'm not saying that anybody who has done it did something wrong, or anybody who is interested in doing it should reconsider, or anybody who is doing it should stop immediately. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just asking, how many of us know anything about it at all? Even a little something. So what are fat burning injections? According to MedArts Weight Loss, fat burning injections, also called lipotropic injections, work to help you burn fat faster, at a faster rate, by speeding up your metabolism. Are there things that do that outside of an injection? I'm a little bit afraid of needles. So I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, I could avoid a needle. But if I have to, then I'd go with it. Where do you inject anyway? When you're doing these weight loss injections, where does the injection go? Arm, leg, neck, where? This, as we go back to the information, this allows for a minimally invasive way for you to quickly and efficiently burn fat and look great. Well, looking great is relative. If fat burning injections are part of a larger weight loss plan, they are incredibly effective. By speeding up your metabolism and increasing the amount of fat you burn, you will also lose weight faster as a result. However, while fat burning injections are effective, they are not magic. So if you're looking for that silver bullet, this is not where you find it. You will not instantly start looking great after fat burning injections if you do not make corresponding changes to your diet and exercise routine. All right. Now we're talking. Fat burning injections need to be paired with lifestyle changes, or the effects will be minimal. If fat burning injections are accompanied by the needed lifestyle changes, it is possible for you to lose between 2 and 4 pounds each and every week. Now let me ask this, ladies and gentlemen. When on a weight loss program, how is it that you go about looking at results? Not getting results, but looking at results. Is a 2 to 4 pound weight loss each week, is that an ideal goal? Is that a fictitious goal? Is that a goal any at all? Or is your goal just to lose some weight, whatever kind of weight it is that you get to drop within a week? Do you leave it right there, or do you set a number? There are a few different types of fat burning injections. And, you know, variety is the spice of life, right? So if you can get a few options in, then I guess it makes it worth it. So there are a few different types of fat burning injections, and they have slightly different ingredients. But in general, fat-burning injections consist of a few things. And I'm going to tell you a few of them right now. One of them is chromium picolinate or picolinate, whichever way it is pronounced, wherever you're from. But this chromium picolinate is a material that helps to keep blood sugar at a normal level by enhancing the way the body uses insulin. Now, by doing so, chromium picolinate can help you lose weight, increase muscle, and burn body fat. Then there's choline. Choline is a water-soluble nutrient that helps regulate your energy level and metabolism. Choline can increase your metabolism, metabolism level, and help you burn fat and lose weight. So far, there's quite a bit of talk of increasing metabolic rates. Then there's vitamin B6, a water-soluble vitamin that can be found naturally in a variety of different foods. In a fat-burning injection, vitamin B6 not only boosts your metabolism, but also can reduce cravings and promote muscle growth. Then there's vitamin B12. This increases your metabolism to allow the body to convert fat into energy at a higher rate. B12 can also give you an energy boost that will have you feeling revitalized. Then there's L-carotene, which is an amino acid that occurs naturally in the body. What did I call it? L-carotene? No, it's L-carnitine. If I didn't say that before, that's exactly what it is. L-carnitine helps with the production of energy and improves the functioning of the heart, brain, and muscles. Now, if you're curious to see if fat-burning injections really work, well, I suggest you either speak with some people who have done it or sign up to go try it yourself. But there are a couple of things that were on this list that I wasn't familiar with. And so I decided, all right, let's look a little bit at one or two of these things to see what they are. What is it that I am putting in my body if I decide that I want to go with this injection? And I thought, all right, this L-carnitine, I want to look at that. What is that? And is there anything that I need to know about it? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to look a little bit at L-carnitine. What it is. Are there different types to this? Can we find it somewhere else other than in this injection? And so we're going to take a quick look at L-carnitine when we come back from the break. Go ahead and call up somebody, tell somebody, a friend of a friend of your enemy, enemy of your friend, or even your enemy. Let them know. The night shift to DJ Kevin Stew is on. It's Healthy Love Night. In the break, during the break, we're going to say goodbye to those who are on Facebook Live, those are on Clubhouse. Hey, Eric, how you doing? I want to say big up to Eric from Eric and the Jazzers. Eric, what you been up to? I haven't gone out to chill and listen to some real cool jazz from you guys in a little while. I don't know. I might have missed a few of your posts because I haven't really been on social media much these days. Let me know what's going on, Eric. What event is coming up. Let's talk about it a little bit. See where I can go and put up my feet and enjoy some good music from Eric and the Jazzers. Right now, we're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we talk some more.
One smile. Honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Ladies, lovers, lovers of the music, it is here, the brand spanking new album from Ed Robinson and Ian Sweetness, a tribute to Teddy Pendergrass. Amazing. 10 blazing tracks, 2 amazing singers going hit for hit, classic for classic. A tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, Ian Sweetness, Ed Robinson. Oh man. Is out now. Available everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your music, it is there. A tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, brand spanking new, Ian Sweetness, Ed Robinson. Ladies, gentlemen, you've got to have this in your collection. Get it now. Available everywhere. Bruv, my last baby already gone off to college, mate. Is what this is saying come gimme, man? Is a big album still, I love it. Big up Ed Robinson, Ian Sweetness, but this better come with a contraceptive.
Hey, I'm representing for DJ Kevin's too. Working on the night shift, the night shift radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil never. Will DJ Kevin's too sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Christine to representing. Word and honor, Celestia DJ Kevin's true.
One quick thing I want to remind y'all about. It is the book, Empowered, Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense, authored by Jonathan Field, narrated by yours truly, Kevin Stew. Available to you everywhere you get your audiobooks. But a quick way to get to it, go to kevinstew.com. You'll see a picture of the book cover. Click on it and it takes you exactly where you need to be to download your copy, your version of the audiobook. Empowered, Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense. It's available on Audible. Go get it right now. Give it to someone. If you don't want it yourself, give it to someone. And it's available for everyone. It's quite a good read. And remember, there's a 780-390 challenge. It's where you're encouraged to, or challenged to save as we go through the year until we get to December, when we either end up with $780 or $390, depending on the method you choose to save. You save in increments of $10, where each month you multiply that the number that the month falls in the year by 10. So we're in May. This month we put away $50. And you add that to the $40 from last month, the $30 from March, the $20 from February, and the $10 from January. And you can see how it all adds up. And next month, we're putting away $60. And so this is where the real challenge comes in. And if you're saving in $5 increments, well, you know, this month is your $25 month. And next month, that's in June, that's your $30 month. And so the savings adds up until you get to the end of the year, where you either have $780 saved or you have $390. The choice is yours. I adore you. The track is called I Adore You. I adore you. Artist goes by the name Danglin. Former lead singer of the Wailers. Yeah, man, I like this track. Simply called I Adore You. I adore you. All your curves, all the turns, all the curls, everything about you, I absolutely adore. Hey. If that's the way you were made, that's the way you were made. And if you're comfortable with it, then I am good with it. just know that I adore you, the person. Not the look, the person. And so that's for another night. Let me leave that one alone. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Healthy Love Night right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. And we're talking about the fat burning injections. I had asked a question in the first segment about where it is that you get these injections. And I got a message that said it's around the abdominal area that you would normally get those shots. And if you're getting B12 shots along with it, then those you get in the thigh or the butt. So, you know, it can be a couple of jabs, it can be just one jab, whichever way it is, whatever it is that works for you, however the program works, it works. I just want to know a little bit more about it. And so we said, let's look at this L-carnitine. What is it? It's also known as levocarnitine. And it's a naturally occurring amino acid structure that the body produces. So it's in us. People can also get it from their diet or take it in the form of an oral supplement. L-carnitine plays a critical role in energy production as it converts fat into energy. Now, if you're overweight, then you may have more potential energy than someone who has zero BMI. But I guess the key is to convert your potential energy, right? Most people will get enough L-carnitine from their diet or their body's production of this compound. Those with low L-carnitine levels may benefit from taking an oral supplement. As well as supporting energy production, L-carnitine may help some other functions in the body, such as maintaining general brain function and reducing the risk of certain disorders. Some people may experience mild side effects when increasing their L-carnitine intake, especially with long-term use. And what we're going to be looking at in this segment a little bit is what some of the current research says about L-carnitine, the benefits, its effectiveness, and possible side effects. Now, like we said at the beginning of this segment, L-carnitine is a type of carnitine, which is a derivative of amino acids. Amino acids combine to make proteins, which carry out many essential tasks in the body. Carnitine, this helps the body to break down fatty acids and then turn them into energy to power the cells. L-carnitine is a conditionally essential nutrient, meaning the body can generally make enough of it, but in some cases, a person may have to get the compound from food or oral supplements if they cannot make enough. In the body, the liver and kidneys create L-carnitine from the amino acids lysine and methionine. Now, the kidneys can also store L-carnitine for later use and eliminate the excess through the urine stream. Carnitine is a broad term that describes a few different compounds. L-carnitine is a more common form of carnitine that is present in the body and many supplements. Other forms of carnitine include acetyl L-carnitine, and this form, sometimes known as Alcar, also plays a role in metabolism. It processes neuroprotective properties that may help protect the nervous system. Then there is D-carnitine. And this type is the optimal isomer, the mirror image of L-carnitine. It is toxic to the body, as it may inhibit the absorption of other forms of carnitine. Then there is L-carnitine L-tartrate. Athletes may use this type in the form of sports supplements. And research suggests that it may be useful in minimizing muscle soreness and aiding in recovery. Then there is propionyl L-carnitine. And this form displays pain relieving and anti-rheumatic properties. And it may even benefit heart health. Now, anything that is helping heart health is worth having, right? So, going with some of these products could, well, not products, but optimizing the use of carnitine would be more than beneficial. Are there general benefits that we should be paying attention to when you're starting to introduce carnitine as a supplement? Now, something to note here is that L-carnitine and carnitine in general, not just L-carnitine, but in general, the carnitine is a key component in creating energy for cells. Its main function, helping to break down fatty acids for use as energy, keeps the body's cells powered and working efficiently. L-carnitine also has a secondary function of helping to remove some waste products from the cells to prevent them from accumulating and causing problems. So L-carnitine goes to work on a cellular level. We're not talking about on a general broad base level. We're talking coming down to the microscopic details involved in how we function and how our cells function. In addition to its core functions, L-carnitine may also pose some other benefits to the body. We're talking about heart health, whereas it may help some markers of heart health, although the research is still ongoing with this. Supplementation may help improve L-carnitine levels in a failing heart, which could boost heart health and circulation in the short term with following a heart attack. And supplementation may help also with symptoms of heart failure, such as chest pain and arrhythmia. At times, cancer treatments, such as chemotherapy, may cause a person to become deficient in L-carnitine. In these cases, L-carnitine supplements may help reduce symptoms such as fatigue and weakness. Researchers are currently studying the compound as a possible way to prevent tissue damage due to chemotherapy. But again, it's research that is in its early stages, according to Medical News Today. As the kidneys and liver help create and use L-carnitine, disease in these organs or organ failure may lead to a deficiency. Now, doctors may recommend having L-carnitine supplements in these cases, and this is to support the function of the kidneys and the liver and to prevent deficiency. So, with all these functions, are there any side effects? Well, most people tolerate L-carnitine, and they do so quite well. However, there are some individuals that may experience digestive side effects when taking L-carnitine. And these include having stomach cramps, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And I guess you could see where all of these are connected because they're all stomach related. Yeah? Some people may also complain of a fishy body odor, which is not generally harmful, but could be a little bit bothersome. Some studies suggest that high levels of L-creatine may raise the long-term risks of cardiovascular disease, such as atherosclerosis. And L-carnitine supplements may interact with certain antibiotics and anticonvulsants. Anyone that is considering taking L-carnitine should really talk with their primary care physicians to discuss any medications that they're taking and possible drug interactions. So is there a good time to take L-carnitine versus a not so good time? Well, the best amount and form of L-carnitine may vary depending on the person's reason for wanting more of this compound. So is there a blanket answer to that question? No. It varies from person to person, as does many things that we do, or as does many things that, as it relates to our health. There's no silver bullet to things relating to health, things relating to weight loss, weight gain, things relating to recovery from disease. It's just what works for you. The National Institutes of Health note that healthy people do not need extra L-carnitine from food or supplements. The liver and kidneys will create enough to meet their daily needs. Well, is there anything that would hamper the liver and kidney from creating what the body needs on a daily basis? Even though the body produces it naturally, carnitine is widely available in a number of simple foods. Animal proteins such as fish, red meat, and poultry are some of the best sources. As I was talking with one of the two people that told me about their interactions with fat-burning injections, they said the diet that they had to be on. She said there are certain things that she could eat and certain things that she couldn't, that she should stay away from. And egg white was one of the things that was recommended because protein. And so when, as they mentioned, the animal proteins, fish, red meat, poultry, I guess egg whites fall in that category of protein that you ingest. Now, according to the NIH, adults who eat a mixed diet that includes red meat and other animal products get about 60 to 180 milligrams of carnitine per day. People who avoid animal products, such as those following a vegan diet, may get roughly 10 to 12 milligrams from their diet. That's a significant difference. However, the kidneys can store carnitine for later use. Kind of like a camel stores water. Yeah. So people's overall levels will be about the same regardless of their diet. The kidneys also eliminate excess carnitine through urine to maintain healthful concentrations. So we all know that the human body is this unique organism, this well-oiled machine. It's just our lifestyles affect how well this machine functions. Generally speaking, otherwise healthy adults do not need to take L-carnitine to support their health. But do they need to take it to support their weight loss? Some athletes take extra L-carnitine, believing that it will boost their athletic performance. L-carnitine availability seems to limit muscle metabolism during very high intensity exercise. So in theory, supplementing carnitine during workouts may support exercise performance. I wonder how well it works in sporting activities. And if you're a professional athlete and you take L-carnitine, are you then doping up? A study in molecules notes that the evidence for this practice of using L-carnitine in workouts is lacking. While many athletes take L-carnitine, years of research does not provide conclusive evidence to support these claims, according to Medical News Today. Now, talk with some of these athletes that use it, that might be something different. As L-carnitine helps burn fatty acids for energy, many people assume that taking more of it may help them to lose weight. More research on this is necessary also, but some studies support this idea. In a review of 9 different trials, researchers found some evidence to support this claim. They suggest that participants who took L-carnitine lost an average of 1.3 kilograms or 2.9 pounds more than those who did not. That's some good numbers, really. However, L-carnitine cannot replace healthful habits, such as a proper diet and regular exercise. So, if you're looking for a silver bullet, if you're looking for an instant fix, an instant reaction, something that can get your weight loss off to a flying start, I guess you could go with this, but it is not the thing that maintains your weight loss. It can supplement it, but according to Medical News Today, nothing beats a proper diet and regular exercise. People who wish to take L-carnitine should talk to a doctor. Their doctor may have additional recommendations to support any treatment that a person may need and can help them avoid possible reactions and interactions. Again, most people tolerate L-carnitine very well. The recommended daily dosage is roughly 1 to 3 grams a day. However, people with genetic abnormalities and or other conditions causing a lack of L-carnitine should talk with their doctor for more specific dosage recommendations. So, wrap this up in a neat little bow. L-carnitine is an amino acid that the body naturally produces. In people with good health, the liver and kidneys produce and store enough of the compound to prevent deficiency. People with the deficiency may need to get the compound through their diet or as a supplement. It is advisable to talk with a doctor before taking L-carnitine supplements. Don't just jump up and do it because you may have a bad reaction, just like anything else. Just know that if your liver and your kidneys are functioning optimally, then your body should be producing the amount of L-carnitine that you need to get through each day that will help you on a cellular level. So, well, if you're taking it to burn fat, then it is there in your body to help you burn this fat. So there just might be something else that you need to do. Are you up for it? Get on board. Let's see. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. It's a night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Healthy Love Night. We're talking about the fat burning jab or fat burning injection. Have you heard about it? What do you know about it? Have you tried it? They say don't knock it until you've tried it. Is it for you? Should it be for you?
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
MRE Entertainment, in association with VPAL Distribution, presents the brand new hit single.
I'm Robert French, and you're listening to my new song, Every Day of My Life.
Now available on all major digital platforms.
Every day of my life will be, I just love you. Spend the rest of my life always, I just love you. Every day of my life will be, I just love you. Spend the rest of my life.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Hey yo, this is Caramante letting you know that right about now you are logged on to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
Music from Rachel Davy Lee, bringing us back from the break. The track is called Make Me Feel So Good.
Make me feel so good.
Going about and making changes in your body because you're not comfortable in it will more than likely make you feel really good. You just have to know exactly what it is that you're doing and how safe it is. There's nothing better than making an informed decision and not just going with something because it is promoted as the next best thing since sliced bread. After all, when bread is no good, it's just discarded, right? So, the next best thing since sliced bread could be no good for you. And whereas it may be great for someone else, you will need to discard it. So, we learned about L-carnitine, which is one of the components
of, or one of the key ingredients in these lipotropic injections or fat burning injections. But taking that into consideration, with the other things that are in it, are there any possible side effects of these injections? Well, let's take a quick look, because we learned at the beginning of the broadcast that lipotropic injections or fat burning injections are a great way to help individuals lose weight. And it is a minimally invasive and safe procedure that helps your body to burn fat quicker. And it does so by dissolving packets of fat throughout the body. And lipotropic injections are a crucial component of any medical weight loss plan and can have both immediate and long-lasting results. However, like any treatment, there are a few possible side effects of lipotropic injections. While these side effects are rare, according to MedArt weight loss, they can still occur in certain situations. One of them being an upset stomach and urinary problems. Fat burning injections contain a variety of different vitamins and substances, including vitamins B6 and 12 that we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, choline, chromium, L-carnitine, and picolinate. Now, if you are not adequately hydrating, this fat-fighting cocktail can put a strain on your kidneys. This strain can lead to stomach ache and possibly urinary problems. However, these side effects are temporary and will subside quickly. So, what? At most, a little bit of discomfort? Could be worth it. Then there's exhaustion that comes into play. One of the ways that lipotropic injections help you to lose weight and fat is by temporarily changing the function of the digestive system. By increasing your metabolism and the digestive tract, your body is working at a higher level than usual. This increased workload can lead to extreme exhaustion in the period immediately following the injection. So, wait a minute. Your body is working overtime. You may be fatigued. So, that would explain it. Because one of the side effects, because I had asked about the side effects, and one of the side effects I was told was feeling tired all the time. And this would explain why. Because the body is working in overdrive. And so, and it's just like when you eat a heavy meal and then you feel sleepy afterwards. Yeah. So that thing that we know as ethnic fatigue, when it kicks in, it's the body working or pulling your energy from other parts to focus it on digestion. And so you get drowsy. This is basically what is happening here with these injections. Well, I could be wrong, but that's what I get from it. Going down the list. According to MedArt weight loss, pain or tenderness at the injection site is possible. And it is possible to experience the tenderness at the point of injection, as usually happens with an injection anyway. The pain tends to go away quite quickly, and if you're experiencing swelling, pain, and redness at the injection spot after a few days, contact a medical professional immediately. It's a general recommendation that you're given when it comes to any type of injection, because at that point, you may have an infection. Some individuals may experience an allergic reaction to a lipotropic injection. Signs of an allergic reaction can include itchiness, a rash, hives, chest tightness, shortness of breath, and swelling of the throat, lips, mouth, and or tongue. If you feel that you are having an allergic reaction, get medical intervention as soon as possible. For those of you who are saying, why mention hives and rash? Well, they're different. And you might remember we talked about that on one of the Healthy Love broadcasts in more recent times. The difference between a hive and a rash. Anyway, I digress. A final possible side effect is unexplained pain in various unrelated parts of the body following lipotropic injections. Some common areas that pain occurs is in the neck and parts of the hand. It is currently not clear why this random pain occurs, but it is only temporary and it should go away quickly. So, if you're having a pain in the neck and it is not your partner or anybody else that lives in your household, after taking this injection, then it may be just one of the random side effects of fat-burning injections. While there are few possible side effects of lipotropic injections, they are actually rare. Most patients have leave from their place of administering the injection and they're fine. They go about their business. They feel excited about the trajectory that they're on, that the plan that they're on, and they go forth and conquer the world. And so, for the most part, it's a pretty safe method of weight loss. But again, nothing beats a good diet and regular exercise. And as a part of your good diet, it's not just what you eat, but it's also when you eat and when you don't eat. So I for a very long time didn't eat anything major. I didn't have a large meal after 7 p.m. for a very long time. In more recent times, that has changed a little bit. And I noticed that I had put on a little bit of weight also. But I'm also getting older. So it comes with the territory. Not to say I'm giving an excuse. But this is the reality. And so I probably need to do a little bit more in order to maintain my youthful look and to keep my energy levels up. And so being more mindful of my diet when I eat, what I eat, and getting regular exercise, that will be important in maintaining optimal health for me. I don't know what will work for you. You're someone completely different. Now, Alarbia News. Alarbia News. Let me not mispronounce these people's information portal. They say doctors warn against Sanexa, Saxenda, Ozempic quick fix diabetes injections for weight loss. Now, here we go again. Sometimes people go with finding a instant fix because they want instant results. Not everything is that is instant is good. And there are some instant things that are awesome. But some instant things will get you in trouble. You didn't put on weight instantly. So losing it instantly can possibly have some negative effects. So what are these people talking about? What are they saying? Well, diabetes injections used for weight loss without a doctor's prescription are far more dangerous than people think. Doctors have said amid a recent diet fad that has worsened the global shortage of such medications. From TikTok videos to advertisements on social media, weight loss injections are being promoted as a miracle cure for stubborn fat. And I probably should have led with this at the beginning of the broadcast. But it's important to put everything into perspective. Yeah? And to put all parts to make a whole. And as it relates here, the whole talks will talk about the benefits and the risks. Due to their risks, these injections that we've been talking about tonight have strict criteria that must be considered before starting a treatment. Dr. Maya Kabara, specialist in endocrinology and metabolism at Health Bay Clinic in Dubai, told Al Arabiya English to be mindful of this. Now, while these medications are made for the treatment of diabetes and for weight management, nowadays they have become very fashionable and people are using them over the counter to shed a few kilos or a few pounds without consulting a doctor. She said, there are strict inclusion and exclusion criteria that must be considered. And that means not everyone who wants to lose weight is eligible to use this method. Despite the U.S. Food and Drug Administration having approved the drug, the agency told Al Arabiya English that the approval of a medication for one intended use does not guarantee it is safe or effective for other uses. As separate balancing of risks and benefits is necessary for each intended use to ensure that a particular disease or condition outweigh the risks, therefore, off-label use of a medical product may include unknown risks. And this is according to a statement by the US FDA. Now, clinical dietitian and weight reduction counselor at MedClinic Parkview Hospital in Dubai, Dr. Mona Jouma, also pointed out these medications have not been studied or tested in other patients. It is not safe to take these medications if you do not fit the criteria for which they have been approved. They have not been studied or approved for use in other patient populations, and their safety and effectiveness in those populations is not known. Experts have also said people who stopped using some of these medications, even if they were prescribed to them, have seen a rise in their blood pressure and increase in their cholesterol and glucose levels. So, could it have negative side effects? Yeah, even for those that it is prescribed to. So some of these weight loss injections are not actually weight loss injections, but they're anti-diabetes injections. So if it is being used to help those with diabetes, and the reason it is being used to help these people with diabetes is because it speeds up metabolism and it helps them to lose weight, because the diabetes they have could be as a result of weight gain, then I can understand why it is that some people would decide that they were going to use it for weight loss. It only makes sense. But there are other contributing factors that come into play, which is what they're saying here. Why you should be mindful and understand that there are risk factors involved. Health officials have also, excuse me, health officials have also been warning that global shortages of the drug are putting diabetics and people with other health problems at risk and making it difficult for patients to stick to treatment plans. So those who don't need the drug are taking the drug away from those who do. Doctors are now forced to look for alternative treatment methods to help their patients amid the shortage. So, should we start? Should we be taking these drugs? Should we be using these injections as a means of weight loss if we don't have a condition that the drug was intended for? Should we go the other route? The route of paying attention to our diet and exercising, sleeping, or our resident nurse, Marva Riley, in her first book, it's titled Eat, Sleep, Meditate, talks about a good diet, talks about sleeping, talks about being mindful and present. And so when you introduce a drug that is designed to help those with a particular condition and you've taken it to use it as something else, is that a recipe for potential disaster? And what about those for which the drug was intended? Now there not enough is available. So according to economics, a scarcity now sends up the cost or the value of this product. And so those who actually need it are now going to have to be paying out up the wazoo to get this drug. So that's another problem. Now it's causing stress. That's another problem. Something else that they're going to have to get treated for. That's another prescription. Is there an alternative? Being a highly effective medication to treat both diabetes and obesity, there's a huge demand for this class of medication. And on top of that comes the fact that even more people are using it over the counter, when it's not indicated to shed a few pounds or kilos, depending on where in the world and type of measurements that you use, which altogether caused a worldwide stock shortage. So it's the rush on this thing that is the new fad. But in a country like the US, where pharmaceuticals drives everything, this is like good for business, because now production would be up as well as sales would be up for these products. And sometimes they're the very same product with minor alterations and a different label, because they're all coming from the same place. And the manufacturer is just laughing all the way to the bank. Now, of course, these drug manufacturers also make other types of drugs. So here it is that you're taking this drug and you can't get this drug. So you're stressed out about not having this drug to use to treat this other condition that you have, diabetes in most cases. And so the drug manufacturers are saying, hey, you know, you're stressed out. Here you go. There's a drug for that. And so you get to take this other drug. And they're smiling, because they could have gone into production or gone into producing more of the drug that is needed so that you don't get stressed out. So, you know, there might be just enough for everyone. But no. Business is good when there's a shortage. People who really depend on these medications for diabetes and weight management are no longer able to secure their medical supply, forcing us doctors to look for alternate, less suitable treatment methods. This type of shortage, especially for patients who rely on the drug for diabetes management or obesity treatment, is dangerous. When people are unable to access these medications, it can lead to a loss of blood sugar control, which can then lead to serious health complications such as diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA, hyperosmolar hyperglycemic state, HHS. Never quite said it like that before. And long-term complications like heart disease, kidney failure, blindness, and amputation. All of this from what people would consider a weight loss drug or a weight loss treatment. This injection that they could take to speed up their metabolic rate so that they can look good to wear this dress that they want to in the next 3 months. When they could possibly just exercise it off. If they want to wear a dress that bad. Or wear the suit that badly. Additionally, people with obesity and related conditions who are unable to access these medications may have difficulty losing weight and may be at an increased risk of developing obesity-related health problems such as high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other metabolic diseases, heart disease, and certain types of cancer. So what do? I guess at this point in time, they can increase their L-carnitine. That's what it is. They can look to increase their L-carnitine intake. That might be the solution. Because all these conditions can be helped to offset by increasing L-carnitine. So if your kidneys aren't producing the way they should, then you need a supplement. And that's where that comes in. Now, let's ask the same question that we did with information from a different source. Do these injections work? Two of the most popular injectable drugs currently on the market, which are Saxenda and Ozempic, they mimic gut peptides known as glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1. And this is a hormone that is produced and released in the gut in response to food. When a person gets food, when they eat, the presence of food in the stomach and small intestines trigger the release of GLP-1. Now, the hormone binds to receptors in the brain, sending out signals to increase insulin production, decrease glucagon secretion, which helps lower blood sugar levels and slow down gastric emptying. As a result, the combination of these things make you feel full longer. Now, you take that away, you're going to eat. So you're going to feel hungry all the time, peckish, you know, you have to munch on something. But you know you just had this meal, so you don't want to go get something heavy. So you end up munching on something light, but you're going to consume it more often. Defeats the purpose, might as well you just eat something big again. Now, for people with type 2 diabetes, the GLP-1 hormone is either decreased or completely absent. So they need to take injections consistently to help manage their blood sugar. Semaglutide, such as Ozempic, is specifically used along with diet and exercise to improve blood sugar in diabetic adults. But this is one of those injections that people have been using as weight loss injections. It is also used to reduce the risk of major cardiovascular events such as heart attack, stroke, or even death in adults with type 2 diabetes with known heart disease. When it comes to Saxenda, the medication is used to help with weight management in adults with excess weight. those who have weight-related medical problems, adults with obesity, and children aged 12 to 17 who are over 120 pounds and are obese, according to the pharmaceutical company behind the drug, Novo Nordisk. Weight loss caused by these injections is not always permanent. Dr. Lena Dumani Khalil, clinical dietitian and member of multidisciplinary diabetes and weight management team at Clemencau Medical Center in Dubai, said, in clinical trials, people who stopped taking Ozempic regained majority of their prior weight loss within a year. In addition, they experienced increased blood pressure, increased cholesterol, and increased blood glucose levels. Hence, it is important for individuals to go through proper diagnosis and blood tests prior to taking such drugs. It is eligible more to those with metabolic syndrome, such as insulin resistance or pre-diabetes. Research published in the Diabetes, Obesity, and Metabolism Journal in 2022 confirms that the effects only last while you are taking the injections, something that may not be sustainable for those who do not medically require it. So if it is not an actual prescribed recommendation for you, and you go ahead and you take this, you're going to go back to square one when you stop. A study of 1,961 participants revealed that once these injections were discontinued, the participants who were taking semaglutide injections, such as Ozempic, regained two-thirds of the weight they lost. All the positive changes they saw in their blood pressure, blood lipids, and hemoglobin A1C were also reversed. The authors of the study noted that the findings reveal that continuous use is necessary to maintain the benefits of the medicine. So let me ask this. To the makers of these drugs, is it possible that you could have made this drug so that it could actually reverse whatever it is that it is maintaining? Let me ask it another way. Could you make this drug so that you would have to stop taking it versus have to be taking it constantly? Makes you think about it differently. Those of you who are considering using such a drug, does it make you think about it differently? That makes me think about it differently. It makes me think about those, again, laughing to the bank because they're so happy because here it is. They have a product with a return clientele base. You have to come back in order to maintain where you are. If you don't want to go back to where you're coming from, or even a worse place, then you're going to have to stick with it. According to Dr. Kabara, being overweight or obese puts us at a greater risk to develop multiple diseases such as diabetes, elevated cholesterol levels, elevated blood pressure, insulin resistance, fatty liver, polycystic ovarian syndrome, circulatory problems, joint problems, conditions related to our mental health. And this is just to name a few. The WHO recognizes obesity and chronic progressive disease as a chronic progressive disease that results from multiple environmental and genetic factors. It is not something that can be treated with a quick fix solution. This is what people are looking for with some of these injections, these fat burning injections, a quick fix. Obesity needs to be treated by a specialized doctor, just as any other medical condition. just as we offer a treatment plan to people who have elevated blood pressure, the same is true to when it comes to weight management. A doctor needs to evaluate and offer a treatment plan to treat obesity. Like any medication, semaglutide and liraglutide, which is the Ozempic and what's it called? Saxadime. Like these drugs, when used for weight loss alone or as a part of diabetes treatment, it can cause a variety of side effects. According to Dr. Jouma, some common side effects such as injections from such injections include nausea, diarrhea, constipation, headaches, abdominal pain, dizziness, fatigue, and low blood sugar. Things we have mentioned earlier as side effects from even some of the more beneficial drugs. And so, I shouldn't even call them more beneficial drugs, but amino acid proteins like L-carnitine. Again, the body produces it. It is made in the liver and the kidneys. So, ending up in a situation where you're taking a drug with these common side effects, and it's some of the same common side effects if you take the protein supplement, the L-carnitine supplement, some of the very same side effects. And it could be because it is one of the key ingredients. The benefits of GLP-1 receptor agonist medications, GLP-1 receptor agonists is what the whole name as it is referred to. The benefits outweigh the potential side effects for people with diabetes or obesity-related conditions. Not necessarily for those who just want to lose weight, but those with obesity and diabetes, or diabetes, or both. So, just be mindful as you go about looking for that solution to your weight problem. Yes, you could consider going the way of a fat burning injection. But if you're going to do it without taking the necessary steps to maintain it, then you're wasting time, you're wasting money, and you're putting yourself at risk. So if you're going to go with these fat-burning injections, recognize the dietary change that you're going to make and accept it as a change, which means you're going to stop doing whatever it is that you're doing now prior to taking this medical treatment. So that's one. Two, recognize that you're going to have to be exercising to change what it is that you have been doing before and to supplement this change that you're looking to make. So it becomes a whole lifestyle change. It's not just one thing that you're going to do that you expect to make the world of a difference. In the midst of all of this, one thing is very important. And that is that you recognize what is healthy. Recognize what is safe for your body. Because you may decide that you're going to go with this thing to make this drastic change only to cause more problems. Be mindful of that. And recognize that who you are is who you're supposed to be. It is your personality. It is not your appearance. It is your character. It is not the suit that you can wear. And when you take that into consideration, you feel better about yourself, then you can make changes to your appearance as you see fit in a timely manner that is more healthy and less dangerous. And I'm not saying that these fat-burning injections are dangerous. For the most part, they're not. But if you abuse them, then you end up in problems. And this temple that you have now becomes rubble. Kicking off musical therapy, this is Christine Alicia. The track is called Gold. I want to thank you all for hanging out with me tonight. I hope you got something from this broadcast. Feel free to tell someone about it. They can go back to YouTube. Go to kevinstew.com and check the video archive and watch this broadcast again. The podcast will be available on kevinstew.com very soon. In the background, the sound of G. Cole, his brand new single, I Know Your Story. This is where we part company. And I want to encourage you guys to remember to look out for members of your community. Your community is not just a development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. Those you pass on the bus, the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Do something good for them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is Kevin Stew. This is all I like to do to you, for you, and with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at kevinstew.com. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you wherever you are in the world. From right here in South Florida, I wish you a good night. Be good. If you can't be good at it. Take care until we meet again. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.